the same is very much required here, that how we will avoid unavoidable. This moth is already settled and decided, and Allah has already said in Surah Al-Mulk, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ. Allah has created the death before the life. Death has to occur, death has to happen, death has to come. It is unavoidable. And it is created before this life is given to us. And it is in our waiting. It will come in the age of 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, 70 years, 100 years, no one knows. Sometime we do not wish that our child should leave this world, but Allah has decided he leaves. And Allah rewards you when you have the sabr, you have the patience. On other side, you'll see a man is very sick, very old, and he is ready to leave. He is every day praying, Allah take me. Because nobody is caring. Children not caring, grandchildren not caring, no companion, lot of diseases. But death is not coming to him. It is not destined. Allah has not decided. So, the way to prepare ourselves, our mashayikh, our spiritual teachers are teaching, this is only the way which Allah already has made mandatory through Quran. The order is given to Rasulullah SAW. This first 10 ayah, if you read Surah Al-Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal muzammil qumil layla illa qalila awzid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila inna sanulqi alayka qawlan saqila إن ناشية الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. Allah has narrated all the business what Rasulullah is doing. You are getting up in half of the night, you are praying tahajjud, you are doing tasbih, you are making this, and afterward Allah wants on top of it, واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. You remember me with my name. See, all name it says written in front of you is the name of Sifa of Allah, the qualities Allah has. But the original name of Allah is Allah only, and no other word can fill up the gap of this word. And when this zikr will be done, it will be done always with the name of Allah. There is no replacement, no other word, or and Allah has not taught also. There are examples, there are quotations, and very, very clear and significant. There is no confusion in it, but confusion is brought to us by shaitan, who is on this job. And Allah himself is telling us, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِيمٌ. And whoever is avoiding himself from Zikrul Rahman, what happens to him? We put shaitan on him, and he is always with him. And in ahadith it has come that like a mosquito, it is always keeping its sting on our heart. The moment it finds ghafil, that you are not making zikrullah, it enters. And it is when it enters, Allah has not given shaitan this power that he will take our hand to do any crime. Allah has given him only this much, that he will put waswasa, miswas, doubts. What you are doing? Nobody does. Or few people doing, why you do? So here the thing is important to understand, that we have to have the clarity. In our mind, there should be a clear picture and clear understanding that what we are doing, is really required to do. Then only the performance of zikr will come from the core of the heart and it will benefit us. Otherwise, shaitan is already on this job. That whatever we does, see, worldly matter, when I am going for a job, I am seeking a better job. Whether shaitan has ever told, why you to seek a better job? You are already satisfied. You are having good job, you are drawing $10,000, why you need $20,000? It never stops you. In the worldly matters, the attraction of the matter, it is always behind you. It's supporting you. When it opposes, when it finds that you are doing something which is developing your soul, which is making your akhira valuable. See, all what we do is in our world, we are accountable for it. And our mashayikh says, if Allah is taking hisab from anyone, means his job is over. We are not able to give him hisab. None of us and none of awliya, none of in the world can stand in front of Allah. No one has this ability and no one has this courage. So always what we seek, his mercy. And to seek his mercy, this is the best way. And in Quran itself it is taught, if you have done some mistake, some big mistake also, what you do? Zakarullah. Remember Allah. And what he will do in resultant? He will forgive you. So actually we are seeking the forgiveness, his refuge. Sooner we seek, we are in benefit. And once our mashayikh are coming and teaching this lesson to us, they wish that this message we convey to our brothers, our sisters. But this conveying doesn't mean we force or thrust anything. By thrust doesn't come anything. See, on the signal, when it is red, why we stop? We stop, we know this law is very strict here. In Pakistan, we don't stop. Why we don't stop in Pakistan? Nobody will catch us. But some people stop in Pakistan also. Why? Because they think, if I am crossing this, though nobody is there, no policeman is there, no radar is there, but maybe another car will come, he will get hurt or I will get hurt. This feeling is required. That everything should not come with the force. It should come with the will, with the desire. And when it comes with the desire, like we come abroad, we left our parents when we were young. Months together, I remember, I was weeping and remembering my mother. Though I was 25 years old, I was not a child. Because when you get dissociated from your loved ones, the feeling comes. Same way, when you leave your children apart, a year has passed, a feeling is there. They are far away from you, but your heart is always with them. Though they live thousands of miles away, your heart, that feeling should be overcome by the feeling of zikrullah, then we are benefited. If we can succeed to bring these feelings, either it is about our family or our children or our parents or our friends, then it means it is in our control. Something Allah has given in our control, that we can convert these feelings into the feeling of zikrullah. That every moment we are allowed. These are not the things which are disallowed. But this should not drive us. We should be driven by the name of Allah. It should be on top. Like we start everything, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we seek Allah's refuge by saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. And this is what Allah has already taught in His holy book. So the desire of our mashayikh is this: when the last moment comes, we should succeed to get our iman along with us. My friends, remember, this iman is a rare commodity. To remain and keep it with us is too difficult in each time, not only today. Even centuries back it was difficult. It is difficult today also. It will become more difficult tomorrow also. The person, whatever amal he does, whatever good deeds he does, it will be fruitful to him if he takes the iman along with him. So what our teachers are trying, what our mashayikh are trying, they are not in need of anything. They are in need of only one thing, that we should succeed to keep our iman until our last breath and go successfully. A question was asked by our friend Waleed Abood long back, maybe 5 years or so, that mashayikh are helping us in this world. What they will help us in the grave when we are dead? Hazrat those days was also not well and he has not addressed anything. But he answered this question at a length. And in English language he answered, because the question was in English. He said, this is far away. The time of qabr, the time of grave is far away. The nearest is Sukratul Maut. And we are getting preparation for Sukratul Maut. If you are succeeded at that moment, you are succeeded in the next steps. All steps will be passed, alhamdulillah, if you pass this test. This is the first test. First and foremost test is the Sukratul Maut. In Sukratul Maut, if you take iman, means iman, then everything will become easier for you. But if you failed in this exam, in this test, then what is going to happen in qabr, everyone knows. This all is a later story. This is the, think about it. Then he narrated the example. What is the benefit of this connection with the Shaykh or this Zikrullah at that very moment? Everyone knows Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayh. What stature he had centuries back. He was a great scholar. He was a great Sufi. He was a great Abid. He was great Zahid. He is one of the noble most persons. And when his end time came, the time of Sukratul Maut came, Shaitan came also. Shaitan will not leave anyone. Don't think that we are great people, he will just allow us to go. He has not allowed the great people to go. We are nothing. We are not dust of those people. He will try his level best to safeguard ourselves is only and only is Zikrullah. So he came and questioned, how you believe in Allah? Where is Allah? And he is a great scholar. He answered him. He kept on asking him question and he was answering. He asked 99 questions. And he is nullifying it with his knowledge. Because he was the teacher of Malaika, Ustazul Malaika. Who can beat him in knowledge? If you start discussing directly, if Shaitan comes face to face, no one can win him. Because he has a lot of knowledge. This is why the discussion and argument is the tool of the Shaitan. Our Mashaykh ask us to avoid from that. We should make muzakara. Learn something from you and bring something to you. No meaning of arguing with each other. Because when an argument starts between two people, Shaitan immediately comes in between. And he is answering, he is nullifying with his knowledge. Then his Shaykh, Najmuddin Kubra Rahmatullah Alayh, was 1,000 miles away from him. And Allah has shown him that what is happening to your student at the last moment. He was making ablution, wudu. He took the water in his hand and thrown it like that. Razi, why don't you say, I believe in Allah, without any reason, without any logic. There is no logic behind it. See, the logics we are trying to find out, these are secondary. The primarily, we believe in Allah without any sabab, without any logic, without any reason. So, as soon as he heard the voice of his Shaykh, he said the same thing. I believe in Allah. For no reason. Immediately, this was his last words. Shaitan disappeared and he succeeded to take his iman. When you succeed to take your iman, whatever you did in your life will get benefit you. The benefit is a later stage. Like you see, you are having 1 million, 1 trillion rupees with you or dollars with you. You multiply it with zero. It is zero. So this time of Sukratul Maut is like multiplying with zero or multiplying with one. So our effort is to multiply it with one, whatever we have, at least we succeed to take with us. So for this purpose only, to share these feelings, we come here. If you have anything to know more, we are here to explain. If we are unable to explain, our mashayikh, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, on our head, they are our guides. And we are lucky and fortunate that in this worldly life, we have the people who guide us. If you borrow any, so we all Sathis are directed by our Mashayikh not to borrow a single penny from each other unless you seek permission. Don't run business between two of you unless you seek permission. Why? Because tomorrow you have a quarrel with each other, you have a misunderstanding with each other, then what will happen? You will lose the money also, you will lose the patience also, and you will start backbiting each other. This man is not good, that man is not good. So prior to it, anything we do, we seek permission. Like the children take permission from their parents, we are advised to take permission from our mashayikh, and that is in our own benefit. Because if we seek their permission, if we seek anything from them, it is only and only to benefit us. They are not going to benefit. First of all, we should learn to live with whatever Allah has given to us. This is known as qana'a in Arabic. And there is a hadith from Rasulullah قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ رُزِقَ كِفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. Be sure that man is successful who got Islam. This is the first tool to success. The second thing, Allah has given him the rizq, the bread, that much bread which is enough for him. And on top of it, what Allah has given? Qana'a. That whatever he has, he is happy with it. This is qana'a. He is not, if I am having $1, I am happy with it. This $1 is enough for me. But if we start becoming unhappy, even $1 million cannot please you. Desires will never end. And this is what we have learned from our parents in the 50s, 60s years back. This is what they taught. Don't look on the bread of the others. What Allah has given to you, this is more than sufficient for us. And try to give out of it. And when we, and this is the distribution of Allah. And one more thing our Mashayikh has taught us, that whenever you do something, do it collectively. Contribute. Suppose one man is contributing $1,000. Another man is contributing only $0.50. Don't underestimate this $0.50. Don't devalue it in your eyes. Maybe Allah is having more value of this $0.50 than your $1 million. Because how much ikhlas, how much sincerity one is having toward Allah, that is accountable. This is why we make jama'ah. Maybe one man is having more sincerity, more better faith with Allah, and Allah will forgive the others in resultant. This is all behind Hajj. This is all behind making anything collectively. We are making zikr together. Maybe some of us is weak and some of us is strong, and it has no relation whether you are from 100 years doing this or you are doing yesterday. And this is the acceptance of Allah. When acceptance comes, then it comes to jama'ah. When we'll go to Allah, يَوْمَ نَدُوْ كُلُّ أُنَاسِمْ بِإِمَامِهُ, it will be called, come behind those people whom you are following. So remember, before following any, whether he is following sunnah, whether he is doing things according to the orders of Allah and orders of Rasulullah, and if you find it, then there is no reason that we should not follow them. So our mashayikh has given us this open challenge, that if you find anyone who is teaching you according to sunnah, go ahead and follow. If you find us, we are telling something which is correct and we practice it. See, there is another thing also which is very popular in popes, and is an idiom in English also. Do whatever I say. Don't do whatever I do. But our mashayikh not like that. And in this passage, delivering the speeches has no value. The amal has the value. You are sitting in front of the Shaykh, you just watch him. If he is silent also, you are being benefited. You watch him, whatever he does, it is according to sunnah. Our mashayikh says, istaqama fawqul karama. What is that? The stability on any amal is a greater event than you show something which is unnatural. Things happen, but this is nothing. It may happen to the people. Magicians are showing, and there are people who are learning this art, that now this tree is in front of you, suddenly it will disappear because he's binding your eyes. Don't get impressed from these things. And we do not invite for such things. We invite towards Allah and towards the path of Rasulullah. And this is the best way how to exhibit your love towards Allah. And there is no other way so far is with Anbiya alayhi wasalam or Sahaba ikram except zikrullah. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah himself narrated in Quran, zikr is the greatest, and when it comes into our body, then it brings barakah into the body, blessings into the body. And this is why our mashayikh says, always ask for barakah, don't ask for the more. کسرت نہ مانگے برکت مانگے. اللہ رب العزت تھوڑے میں چاہیں تو برکت ڈال دے اور زیادہ میں سے چاہیں تو برکت کو اٹھا لے. اینڈ دیئر ہنڈریڈ اینڈ ملینز ایگزامپلس آر دیئر. ٹائم از آلویز شارٹ اینڈ لمیٹڈ, بٹ آل بردرس آر ریکویسٹڈ ٹو گیٹ بینیفٹ آؤٹ آف دا ٹائم وچ وی ہیو ڈیووٹیڈ. You have come from your jobs, you have left your families, you have left your place. So this, your stay should become meaningful. And the purpose is to enhance our knowledge as well and enhance our practices as well. because anything which we do with the doubt will never be fruitful. If we go into a boat, oh, maybe this boat will drown. I jump to another boat, then definitely I am going to drown. I must be sure in which passage I am going, this is taking me to the right path. Otherwise, I will be lost. There is no time. Because death is behind us. So that's why the first and foremost thing is to know the right path. And Allah Himself is advising us, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And always seek from Allah, guide me to the right path. Our brother Ihtisham, when first time he went to Malaysia, afterwards when he came, because he's from Brisbane and all of you know him, he says, the shaitan started playing behind me. I had a doubt where it is and why it is, why I have gone there, this and that. Then I start praying to Allah, if I am on right path, just guide me. Allah does not waste us. He has seen a dream. In this dream, he says, while going, suddenly this path starts going down into the earth. Then walking. Then the same passage rises to the ground. And I find, this is Kaabatul Musharrafah, Baitullah. And I got up. And I got a feeling in the heart that Allah has shown me that I am on the right path. So whenever we have a doubt, we can make 2 rak'ah Salatul Haja. That this is our desire, what I am doing, Allah show me if it is correct. Guide me to the right. Instead of asking me, you or anyone else, ask Allah. Allah will not guide you to the wrong path. This is certain. And I tell you one practice which previous people have. I have already practiced. We often feel this, that we are unable to get up in the morning. You pledge with Allah while sleeping, Ya Allah, wake me up this time. If you don't get woken up, just catch me. Allah is so close to you. Allah is so kind to you. He is so merciful. For petty things, when we ask, Allah is giving. And if you ask more, He will not give. But we are thinking only, if I am asking $1 million, Allah is not giving. It is in our benefit. Maybe $1 million comes, tomorrow I will become mad. Or my children start fighting on this money. See, the people more unhappy with the more wealth. People with less is always more happy. Because they have the feeling that nothing to lose. Mama ala rabbil alamin. Allah may give us the strength to be hold of that whatever we have learnt. And to be sincere with ourselves. This sincerity is not required for others. This sincerity is required for ourselves. Our Mashayikh says, just before sleeping, make a few seconds or few minutes muraqabah. Just we are looking what Ahmad is doing, what Sharif is doing, what Siddiq is doing. But ever we look, what I am doing? I'll be asked what I do. Just make a muraqabah of yourself. What I am doing is okay. We ourselves are a picnic point. We start moving around ourselves. Whether my treatment with my friends is okay. Whether my praying is okay. Whether my learning is okay. I am sincere on my job. So such things will come when we connect ourselves to Allah. Mama ala al-baab al-mubeen. Allah Rabbul Izzat meri aur aapki hifazat farmaye. Alayhi tawakkaltu wa ilayhi uneeb. Wa ma tawfeeq illa billah.